Right, we start with Chairman's notices, and these are printed on page... Are they? They don't seem to be printed on my copy. Here we go. I have to advise you of the sound recording of the meeting, what to do in the event of a fire, the exits are clearly shown, and advise you also of the different levels of flooring in the council, and make sure no one trips, and also to advise you that the meeting is being monitored and recorded by closed circuit television. Apologies for absence is the next item.
Thank you, Chairman. Apologies from Councillor Dobson, Councillor Pudney, Councillor Shrimpton, Councillor Miss Lewis, Councillor Perlman.
Councillor Kane, Chairman.
Thank you.
And Councillor Archer, please.
Yep. Councillor Durham hopes to come, but
not today. Okay. Right. Okay. We now move on, and you'll just have to bear with me a minute because I'm not fired up. This is the problem. You all have a chance to get fired up. I don't. When you want to get in a hurry, it doesn't work, does it? Last chance. Okay, sorry about that. The next item on the agenda is declaration of interests, and I have to read this. To disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interests, other pecuniary interests or non-pecuniary interests relating to items of business on the agenda having regard to paragraphs 6 to 8 inclusive of the Code of Conduct. And I have to remind members that they are also required to disclose any such interests as soon as they become aware should the need arise throughout the meeting. Members, no declarations tonight? Councillor Mrs. Channer.
Thank you, Chairman. My non-pecuniary is a member of Essex County Council, and it will apply to the agenda. I can't see myself now. Mine's gone. Agenda item number 11, it looks like. And also, Chairman, those items, or some of them, within the private and confidential part, and I'll declare when we get there, Chairman.
Cool. Councillor Pratt.
Yes, good evening, Chairman. Thank you. Non-pecuniary as a member of Essex County Council.
Thank you very much. Any other declarations, members? Right. Can we then move on to the minutes of the 14th of February, which you will find on page 8 to 7 to 28, I think. We'll go through... Councillor Mrs. Acevedo.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, under the apologies for absence, I had sent my apologies, but it's not registered here.
Okay, I'm sure we can correct that. Okay, shall we proceed then, please? Page 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 and 26. Agree the minutes?
Agree. Agree, Chairman.
Thank you very much. We then move on to item 5.
Chairman. I would like it recorded I abstain because I have no idea how accurate these are because I was absent.
Okay. Let's go on to minutes of the 28th of February, an extraordinary planning meeting, which is seen on pages 29 to 36. 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, and 36. Accept those minutes? Thank you very much indeed. Item 6 is public questions, and there are none. item 7 is a very pleasurable thing for me to do under Chairman's announcements. I think I'll stand and say this because it's quite important. Morgan District Council is proud to have supported more than 20 apprentices since 2011, with the majority successfully securing permanent employment at the end of their apprenticeship. As one of the district's largest employers, we recognise the valuable contribution that our apprentices make to our organisation, and in return we are pleased to offer a positive and supportive environment that enables them to develop and achieve their potential. Our strong partnership with Career Track to provide training and support for our apprentices continues to grow, enabling us to deliver unique opportunities for training and development in a range of areas, including customer services and business administration. We are delighted that 4 of our most recent apprentices have been awarded a Blazing a Trail Award as part of the National Apprenticeship Week celebrations, recognising their amazing work they are doing, the incredible progress they have made in their own career development, and the outstanding contribution that they have made to the workplace. On behalf of Morden District Council, I would like to present these awards to recognise the achievements of the following past and present apprenticeships. And if I could call their names, if they would like to come up front here. First of all is Nicholas Whiteley, Molly Jones, Brian McLeod, and James Coverdale. Could you pass them up? Go. Nicholas, well done. Ryan, well done. Sorry, got the wrong one. James, well done. And Molly, well done. We've done some photographs. We did them beforehand, just so we didn't get into trouble with the dreaded Perda. You're welcome to stay if you wish, but we quite understand if you want to get home. Right. further in my chairman's announcements, I just have not been very long since the last meeting, so there have not been many civic events. I attended the chairman's awards ceremony. The vice chairman went to a scout and guide gang show in Southminster on my behalf. I attended the Royal National Lifeboat Institution sherry morning, Essex County Council chairman's civic service. The vice chairman deputised for me at the Rochford Civic Dinner, and I attained the Burnham on Crouch Town's annual civic reception, and undertook a photo opportunity with the High Sheriff for Jacob, who you remember has the backpack campaign. So that concludes my announcements. Right, we now, I think, move on to the minutes, the minute book. Right, and this, we go to page 37. And this is the minutes of the Audit Committee. Councillor Harker, will you propose those, please? Sorry. I do beg your pardon. Councillor Elliott, would you present these? He used to be chairman of audit.
2 years ago.
Oh, dear.
I rise to present the minutes of the Audit Committee held on the 7th of February in this chamber and found on pages 37 to 40 and propose their note for noting.
So a seconder, please.
Thank you.
Do you wish to go through them page by page?
Page 37.
Thank you.
Page 38. Page 39.
Set the minutes.
Page 40.
Thank you very much.
I so move. Thank you.
Well, they can't ask a question on the last page. Then we move on to the Planning and Licensing Committee, which you'll find on page 41 to 76. And I will ask Mrs. Channer, who I'm sure is the chairman of the Planning and Licensing Committee, to present these minutes, please.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I rise to present the minutes of the Planning and Licensing Committee held in this chamber on the 7th of March, found on pages 41 to 47, and move them for noting, Chairman, please.
Seconder, please. Oh, several places. Okay, continue, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Chairman. Page 41, page 42, page 43, page 44. There is a recommendation there, Chairman, in respect of the local development scheme, which the Council needs to approve, and this is part of our statutory obligation to have one. So there were some slight changes to it, and it sets out our projects and plans up to 2021.
Accept that recommendation. Thank you.
Anything else? So nothing else on page 44, Chairman. Page 45, again, Chairman, at the bottom of the page, there's another recommendation coming before Council. This is a policy document, and it's our Maldon District Skills Strategy, and the committee recommends the Council adopt this, Chairman.
Everyone happy? Jolly good.
Thank you, Chairman. Page 46, Chairman. Page 47. I so move those notes, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Everyone happy? Right. We now move on to the Finance and Corporate Services Committee, starting at, we've got to get rid of a lot of an appendix here, 77. Sorry, I've got it. Has everyone got there? Councillor Sismi, would you...
Thank you, Chairman. I rise to present the minutes of the Finance and Corporate Services Committee held in this chamber on the 12th of March 2019, found on pages 77 to 202, 125 odd pages, but we managed to wrap up the meeting in 25 minutes, and proposed their reception and adoption.
Seconder, please. Councillor Boyce.
Page 77... Page 78, where there's a recommendation at the bottom of the page.
Agree that, members?
Page 79. Page 80, where there are two recommendations.
Agree them both, members? Thank you.
Page 81, where there's a recommendation at the top of the page. And the rest of it are appendices. I so move.
Great, the recommendation. And agree the minutes?
Yeah.
Everyone happy?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay, we now move on to item 9, which is the minutes of the meeting of the Council, and we note the minutes published and the minutes not finalised for publication. Everyone happy with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Item 10, questions in accordance with Procedure Rule 6.3, which notice has been given, there are none. So we then proceed to item 11, is that right? Yeah, which is the adoption of the Maldon District Council Homelessness and Housing Strategy, which is found on pages 203 to 278. Leader would like to start this off, but I believe Mr. Swords is going to do the presentation.
Thank you, Chairman. I'll give way to Mr. Swords. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. The Homelessness Act 2002 set a legal requirement for local authorities to produce a review and homelessness strategy. It 2017, the introduction of the Homelessness Reduction Act has placed further duties on local authorities regarding homeless prevention. This strategy incorporates this new act, and with there still existing a main duty for us to provide settled accommodation for people who are eligible under the Act, there's a clear link between need and supply of affordable accommodation. Therefore, this strategy encompasses both the requirements of the homelessness legislation and the broader housing element of social housing provision and supply, allocation, empty homes and older persons accommodation. Whilst the Act has placed additional demands on councils, we do not, however, anticipate additional costs other than staff time. Thank you. Sorry, thank you.
Any questions, Mr. Swords? No? Is everyone? Oh, sorry, do beg your pardon. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairman. Could I take you to page 209, please? This is part of the appendix. This is on the executive summary. This new strategy takes into account recent changes in legislation which places the new duty on the local housing authorities. Just on the further down on that, this talks about... So I'm trying to move my speech box.
Can I just check that everyone's found that? Page 209, it's on the screen if you have
page 209, yeah.
Sorry, Councillor Hurd.
About halfway down on that first paragraph, it starts off, anyone who is eligible and at risk of becoming homeless within 56 days. That's the part that I'm referring to. Okay. It says that they can expect help developing their own personal housing plan. And then when it goes on, it says here, in practice, this may not be too dissimilar to what the council was doing in the past, but in a more structured way. And this is the part, and possibly across a greater range of people, including those who may not have a connection with the area. Now, I don't remember voting for housing for people who have no connection to this area. And so could that be explained, please?
Could you answer that?
Thank you. If I could just ask my colleague, Sarah Gardner, she's the team leader for the Housing Options and Homelessness Service in our Housing Department.
Could you turn yours off, please? Yes, the Homelessness Reduction Act actually brought into effect, if somebody comes to us as homeless, they're eligible, and they're homeless within the legal definition, and they approach us, then they don't necessarily have to come from this area, so it is within the legislation.
If I can come back on that, Chairman, I'm really quite concerned. I mean, this seems to me that anybody could come to Maldon and say, I'd like a house.
I think the problem is, Councillor Hurd, it's the legislation. It's nothing we can change in the
legislation. Well, it talks about the legislation, but this talks about guidance for this council.
Anything to add?
Since the Homelessness Reduction Act's been come in, I think we've just seen probably not more than five people who've come from outside the Maldon District Council. At least one of those was from Maldon. This requirement is just to do the basic process of trying to prevent homelessness. Once a person's lost their home, then obviously the local connection will become important, and that's when we'll be looking at whether somebody lives in Maldon, whether they have relatives in Maldon, or they work in Maldon. The emphasis will be, you know, what connection within the legislation you have to Maldon. And from there, if they don't have a local connection, we can refer them back to where they've come from. And that has been the case with a recent somebody who's come to us from Chelmsford Council, being referred from Chelmsford. So we are very hot on this because there's a potential implication for us with temporary accommodation. So, you know, we're watching this and dealing with it very proactively.
Thank you very much. I think that's answered your question.
It has answered my question. I have one further question, though, and this is actually on 223. Now, a number of...
Hang on, let's let the members find 223.
223, please. Okay.
And it'll be on the board in a minute, I'm sure.
Page Yeah, page 17 of the appendix, page 223,
yeah.
And the middle paragraph. This talks about local housing authorities and the sharing of data. And it also goes on to say there's been a development of agreements such as the use of standardised way of reporting placements made by one authority, whether from London or elsewhere in the east of England, with a promise not to distort local housing markets by offering incentives to landlords. So my concern is, how are we ensuring that there are local houses for local people, and how does this impact upon prioritising local people as to those with no connection in the area?
One of you answer that, please.
There is an issue with other... there's not a particular issue in this council with other authorities or London boroughs placing people into Maldon. Unlike the south of Essex, where it's a very big problem, there is some local work going on in connection with Essex County Council about looking at this particular area, particularly for places like Epping, Hart, where it's a very big issue. But we have not experienced that, particularly in this location.
Councillor Channer.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I'm referring really to page 220, beg your pardon, I can't read, appendix 1, page 14, and it says about the Act, the Homelessness Reduction Act in local houses. Local housing authorities must undertake both a review of homelessness, and it goes on to say the Homelessness Reduction Act introduced a number of additional duties which now apply to them. Within those paragraphs there, does this apply actually to section 21, reduction of homelessness? Does that come into the equation with that one in terms of landlords and evictions and things like that, and extra duties applied to the local authority? It wasn't specifically detailed, but I think that is one of those ones that's included perhaps in those paragraphs or bullet points there. Would I be correct?
You're quite correct on that point. The main emphasis is that if people approached us more than 28 days before they actually physically became homeless, we could do little to help them. Now, obviously, people are getting Section 21s. That's giving them, 56 days. So it's really trying to help people who are losing their tenants as a result of, private landlords serving notice, and deal with that aspect of homelessness.
Councillor Bamford.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, I don't want to prolong this. I just really wanted to make a point. This is a very important strategy for this council, bearing in mind that we have a lot of very elderly people in this borough, in this district, rather. And I would emphasise that the strategy does say regular meetings of the Strategic Housing Board, which does involve members, and I hope that we can ensure that that happens. Thank you.
I'm sure that will happen. Directors, yep. Good. Thank you very much. Any other questions? No? Thank you very much. Thank you to the members of the housing team for coming along tonight and helping us with that. Yeah, you agree the recommendation. Sorry. Thank you very much. Right. Now, item 12. Questions to the leader of the council in accordance with procedure rule 1(3) in brackets little m. We'll start with Councillor Savage. Good evening, Councillor Savage.
Good evening, Chairman, and I'm glad you put the important person first. Second to the leader, of course.
Well, actually, the reverse was true, but never mind.
Leader, would you agree with me that the Conservative administration should be congratulated for having the
Councillor
lowest...
Councillor Savage, I've mentioned Purdah. I'm sorry, I won't accept that question.
I don't understand how that's in Purdah, because this is in the public domain. You've just...
Well, you're
you've just passed the minutes on it.
Well, just delete the word Conservative and read it out.
Oh, OK, fine. Leader, would you agree with me that this administration should be congratulated for having the lowest council tax rise in Essex.
Thank you very much, Councillor Savage. Yeah, that is absolutely correct, and I think it demonstrates the hard work that this administration has put in to make sure that we can keep our taxes low. And I would remind everybody that it was the other side.
Just be careful.
It was Councillor Beale, Councillor Hurd and Councillor Shaughnessy who wanted to increase
Leader, I'm not accepting that. Well, please sit down.
That's not PERDA.
Right, can you,
it's in the minutes.
Just comment on that, Finance Director, please? Well, there was some suggestion that suggestion may not be quite correct.
I think we just... Okay, fine.
Next person. You were next, Councillor Mrs. Harker.
Thank you, Chairman. Is the Leader aware of any changes to the services that are delivered by the Citizens Advice Bureau?
Thank you, Councillor Harker. To the best of my knowledge, the Citizens Advice Bureau are making their own efficiency savings, and they will be, I'm pleased to say, continue to deliver outreach in Morden and in Southminster. And whilst I'm speaking to the Citizens Advice Bureau, I would say that I'd like to thank Lucy Bettany and all of her staff for all of the hard work that they've put in. And when I say staff, I include the volunteers. We made a very difficult decision, and I'm pleased there's been no change.
Councillor Pratt. Councillor Pratt.
Thank you, Chairman. Further to the announcement in the local press today that the Burnham Tourist Information Centre is closing, can the Leader please tell me what steps are being taken to provide a service in Burnham in the future?
Thank you, Councillor Pat. I'm grateful. You will remember from the full council meeting that dealt with this, we agreed that we would continue funding the Burnham Town Tourist Information Centre for 12 months, but I did read myself today that it closed. We were hoping to go into a community-led partnership with the council, but we still await for their approach, but it's something that we would certainly support when they do make an approach. And as far as Morden's concerned, we are now talking to three or four parties who are going to bring forward a community-led tourist information centre for the town. So I'm delighted that's happened. It gives the ownership to the community of the tourist information centres and indeed the businesses that they support. So thank you for the question.
Any more questions? Councillor Dewick.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Bearing in mind that 2 years ago we were told that Brexit would be completed tomorrow, can the Leader confirm that transformation will actually be completed by October? Thank you.
Thank you very much for the question. I can't speak to Brexit, and I'm not sure who can at the moment. But, Chairman, I can confirm to Council that full Council transformation it is on track. We had a gateway report not long ago, but it will be delivered on time. And most importantly, Councillor Dewick, by this time next year, we will be en route to save £1.5 million per annum. That's the headline of all this. Others did not support this, and if they had had their way, this council probably would be bankrupt within 5 years. Thank you.
Chairman, I'm grateful to the Leader. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for the Leader? Right. The next item is for me to make a statement, and first of all, I'm going to grant myself permission to extend the three-minute rule if necessary. But it will...
Point of order.
It will depend. It will depend on how quickly I read it. Members, this being my last council meeting, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for electing me as chairman for the last 2 years. Because of my family's connection with this council, it has been a real honour to wear this chain of office, but also a true privilege because it depicts the image of this wonderful district to which I am greatly attached. As you all know, as well as attending civic events outside the district, I set myself a task of visiting businesses and organisations within the district, mainly but not exclusively in the rural areas. During these visits, I have met many inspirational people who display vision and enterprise in the business sector as well as charities and other organisations. Wherever I went, I always received a great welcome. With the help of the press office and economic development team, we were able to offer encouragement and support by signposting grant aid and support organisations. I have encouraged apprenticeships. I've encouraged liaison with schools and promoted the council's sense of place initiative, which is becoming widely adopted. My business awards and corporate breakfast events proved popular and encouraged networking and shared ideas. We may have a major construction event on the horizon, and I think it is vital that local talent is ready to take part in the obvious benefits that will be for this district. Members, I now turn my attention to the staff, who are the backbone of this authority. I greatly appreciate the help and support I have received from the directors and all staff members who I have worked with. I would like to offer my sincere best wishes for the future to all staff members, but I have to mention two names. No. First, Alia Hamdan, my PA, who organised my diary and civic events with exemplar professionalism. I enjoyed her wit and practical jokes. And of course, Russell Dawes, who has been highly supportive in organising visits, issuing press releases almost weekly, which I hope have promoted the district and also kept you all informed of my movements. I have valued his help and advice, particularly with speech writing. He did even help me with this one a bit. And protocol. Finally, I'd like to say to those of you who, like myself, are not seeking re-election, I wish you all a long and happy retirement. The election will bring new faces and ideas, which I am sure will sustain the council's future for the years to come. Over the past 2 years, I have done my best to promote the council and at the same time learnt a great deal about the district, and I'm pleased to say thoroughly enjoyed the experience. Thank you for allowing this to happen. I wish you all the very best.
Thank you, Chairman. I made that 19 minutes, so as
now
is the tradition, as is the tradition, I respond. Chairman, I'll be brief because I know you've moved on. But first of all, I would just like to remind everybody that we see the Chairman, I think, 8 or 10 times a year presiding over full council, but the rest of the time, the Chairman working incredibly hard in the community. And as far as Councillor Bass is concerned, I think he's done an exemplary service for this council, promoting it to the whole of the community and the business community. And I've got lots of friends in the business community throughout this district, and they all tell me about what the Chairman's doing, where he's been. He's done a fantastic job. He mentioned very, very briefly the unbroken service of the Bass family to this council. And we should really pay tribute to them for everything that they've done for this council. And it's my plan, or whoever's standing here's plan, I hope, that we meet with the members of the Bass family and we pay tribute and celebrate their contribution to this council later on in the year. Councillor Bass, good luck with your retirement. We wish you a very long, happy, healthy retirement.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Councillor Boyce.
Chairman, I rise with some embarrassment because everything that Councillor Fluker has just said, I was going to mention about the Bass family length of service from the mid-50s to this district, which is an extraordinary achievement from them. And your standing down after this election is the end of a real era. And although I echo all what Councillor Fluker has said about your ambassadorship for the council in the district and outside, I haven't always agreed with some of your rulings. for instance, I'm a Conservative. I'm elected here as a Conservative. This is a Conservative administration that has been in constant administration here since 1972, with a sort one short interruption. And I think I also echo Councillor Fluker's words when I wish you all the best, and I hope that your future occupations and or hobbies are give you great satisfaction. Thank you.
That's very kind of you. Councillor Hurd. Don't we all going to be KE? I'm getting really embarrassed. Councillor Hurd.
Thank you, Chairman. I also echo the good wishes of fellow councillors, but speaking from an opposition side, not opposition for the sake of it, but from this council's point of view, you've been a very fair chairman, you've given a fair debate, and on behalf of the group of independents, we offer you our congratulations and thanks as well.
Thank you very much. And so, Mrs. Thompson.
Well, that's just stolen my thunder, so I haven't anything new to add. I absolutely echo everything that the others have said, so thank you very much to both to you, Chairman, and to your family. Hear, hear, and thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Mrs. Channer.
Well, thank you, Chairman. I think we're all going to be saying similar things, and I echo everything that's been said. Clearly, it's in the genes, and it runs in the blood. And therefore, I know we're saying farewell to you, but actually, Chairman, I'm aware you do have some daughters. And who's to say that running in their veins isn't the same blood and the genes? And who knows, we may see a second generation or third generation of the Bass family coming forward to sit in this chamber. I'm sure they may want to follow in your footsteps, Chairman, because they will see what you've achieved and done, and that may lead them on to those same aspirations of public service.
Well, that's very kind of you, Mrs. Channer, but they both live in London and they don't have any interest in local politics, I'm afraid. Right, is that the lot? Well, thank you very much for your kind words.
I thought
all 31 of you were going to congratulate me.
Congratulations. It seems odd to do this without a handshake.
Thank you all very much indeed. And we must move on with the agenda now. And I am grateful for the comments you've made. It's very kind of you. No business for special circumstances, no reason for any special circumstances for any other business. And now we have to move on because we are going to exclude public and press. To resolve that under section 100A(4) of the Local Government Act 1972, the public be excluded from the meeting for the following items of business on the grounds that they involve the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 12A to the Act, and this satisfies the public interest test. Those items, member, are Malden Health Hub Project, Promenade Park Kiosk, lease updates and extension of the street cleansing services and garden waste processing contracts. Thank you very much for your attendance. Good night. Oh, sorry, proposer and seconder. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.